next Thursday, we are doing something so fun. It's the first day of spring. We're going into Aries. It's equinox. There's a lot of fun, energetic, magnetic things happening. But Kayla and I are hosting an event, and you're all invited. It's happening next Thursday at 12 noon, March 21st. And we created this event because we've been hearing from our friends in the industry and our clients and myself included, probably you a little bit too, I don't know, feeling like maybe the fun slipped through the cracks a little bit along the way. And if you're feeling like, why isn't my email list growing? Or why isn't my Instagram getting lots of engagement? Or how come people aren't showing up to my events? Why is it harder to sell right now? That's not universal truth. That's not happening for everybody. But if you're experiencing that, it's probably because you're missing the fun. And we are going to show you, we're going to go through experiences of how to bring the fun back into your business using some subconscious programs. Because here's the thing, you're consciously probably saying, of course I want it to be fun. I'm not trying to drag it all down, but your subconscious is running the program. So if your subconscious has created some sort of story about this does not equal fun, it's not going to feel fun. And then it's going to feel hard. And that's what you're going to have your reality showing you is like, nobody is coming to this thing. So that is not fun, but it doesn't have to be that way. So come join us next Thursday. Manifestation, magnetism, results, all of it. It's all there.
March 21st, 12 p.m. PST. Sign up myaligneredpurpose.com. It's a big pink bar on the top of the website. Or if you're on Instagram, you can go to our little link in bio, and it's right there, the first button on the link in bio.
Okay, we'll see you all then. Bring a friend. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's all very high energy, woo, manifestation vibes, and we can't wait to host you. The time has come. We're two business besties. That's us. Come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another week of Biz Besties. We're your hosts, Nicole and Kayla. I have to just say, I was on TikTok while I was doing my hair over lunch, and I was looking up the cast of Love is Blind because it's reunion week. And so I'm seeing what they're all saying. And one of them said she went to a Galentine's event hosted by Nicole and Kayla. And I was like, what? In Charlotte. So there's another doppelganger biz bestie duo named Nicole and Kayla out in the world. Before we get into today's episode, we have a glasses free Kayla in the house. Do you want to tell us what you're grateful for this week?
Yes, I am so grateful for LASIK eye surgery. It was, and thank you for driving me, Nicole, and picking me up. I needed an attendant to pick me up. It was a very smooth process. I almost said pretty smooth. It was a very smooth process. Only took 5 minutes an eye to actually get the surgery done, but you have to go and confirm your prescription, then get your drops, and they line everybody up. The impressive thing about the Victoria operation of laser eye is that it is run with military precision on the system. They did about 35 laser eyes that morning. Yeah, they have us in pods. You go through, everybody's getting it. All the people who are there, that whole waiting room inside the thing is full of people who are ready to change their life by getting 20/20 vision. And now I wake up, my eyes are still a bit tired because it was only a couple days ago, but I wake up, I can see, I'm walking around. Everything is so clear. It's like way better than the best pair of glasses I've ever had. I was doing the dishes this morning after my kids left for school, and I was looking out the window thinking, wow, I can see all the details on that pane of glass. And then further to that, I can see how bright the sky is. Everything just looks so bright right now. So I'm grateful for laser eye, for great sight, for the freedom to be able to do that because it is $4,000. And yeah, I'm grateful overall. What about you?
And I have to say, like that, in regards to that last piece, we hear so many women are afraid to start their own businesses because of not having benefits or health security or whatever. And it's, I don't know how many times we can say, you can create that for yourself. You're paying into that. That's coming off your paycheck. It's not your employer paying it, they're taking it from your paycheck. So you can also set yourself up for success if you decide to become self-employed.
Yeah, you can buy into benefits. You can save money yourself to pay for things. You can potentially use, I can hear the people who don't have spouses coming at me right now, but you could potentially use your spouse's benefits and maybe just not get the top up. And you can write it off in your own holdco. Our holdcos, I'm assuming you'll do this too, we'll have wellness funds and we'll set a certain amount aside a year for our wellness funds. This is the best life scenario, not to mention the overall standards upgrade. If I remove the thing that's annoying me the most, which is my kids hitting me in the face when I have glasses on and getting their fingerprints on them and give people a hug and their nose smudges against it, all those things that are annoying with glasses, that's none of that is my problem anymore. That is just not even on the table of things that are annoying me. Really, raising your standards to reduce the little things that drive you crazy make a huge difference to mental health. And that's what I am committed to this year, scaling my mental health.
I love that. And okay, what am I grateful for? I am grateful for the sunshine, the old sunshine, the weather forecast. You're hearing this on Thursday. Look at the weather for this weekend of Victoria, friends. It is good. I can't wait to go out on the paddle boards and yeah, just soak up this beautiful island life that we have. All right, we're going to get into it. And what we're talking about in today's episode is I shared on stories, gosh, it's probably a month now, a month ago or so, about how maybe Kayla and I were considering that we would start a separate podcast and it would be like really behind the scenes sharing like what our clients are bringing to the table. And then we had lots of people, it was a poll, lots of people respond back and say, I would love to hear how you're answering these questions, but does it ne need to be another podcast or a secret podcast? And we were like, yeah, why would we do that? So we'll just continue to bring it to Biz Besties. What we're going to talk about today is it literally does not matter where you are at in business. We have women in our Aligned CEO Method that like literally just had a $1 million sale. And we have women who are brand new to the game and they're just getting all the pieces in order and figuring it all out. And then we've got a plethora of women everywhere in between that scale, right? And so what Kayla and I have noticed is that it does not matter where you're at in business. If you're making tons of money, no money, we all have mindset shifts to work on and we all have systems and processes to learn and to get better at. And so we took note of some questions that we've been asked lately, and we're going to share them with you so that you can realize there is no dumb question, no silly question, and no question that doesn't deserve to be answered no matter where you're at in business.
You know it,
Okay.
paths are haunting you, regardless of how much money you're making. So let's talk about it.
One of the first questions that I have written down here is, how do I know what the next step in my business is? I've done the things, I've gotten to this place that I've always dreamt of getting to. People are signing up, they're working with me, I'm now making more money than I was maybe making before. It's not what's my next step. It's how do I know what my next step is? Because there's a lot of noise out there. So what is something that you would start to say to open up that conversation, Kayla?
I would look at what the person is doing now, what they love to do. And if you really do have the capacity to expand, which is what people are claiming, like first, I'd make sure you actually have the capacity to expand, or are you just bored and you're about to create total chaos? So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, when you're ready to expand on things you love anyway, do what you're doing better at higher volume. Scale something so that you don't have to be there all the time and it's producing money. So I would really get into it. All these questions that we're talking about, we know the individuals because Align CEO Method is high touch mentorship. So we in the room, this is a mini mastermind situation where other people in the program are also weighing in. We're questioning, what do you really want to do next? What you want to do has to be the compass and the guide. It can't be what everybody else out there is doing. And what you've already made money on, are you doing that really to its max capacity?
Yeah, I would look at it from like quantum leap perspective. So imagining that when you have achieved your goals, you're where you want to be. When somebody says, how do I know what my next step is? Okay, let's create a vision around what a next step could look like or a few possible steps. And then imagine that those are achieved. Then what do you imagine you would want next? And when you can keep going and find the path that's, oh, the version of me in 2 years that has this, that, and the other thing, I think when she has all those things, then I would want to do this next. And if that feels like an exciting path, then you can start to quantum leap what you want to do next. You don't have to wait. Our timeline and our business doesn't have to go on a linear path.
I totally agree. It's like sometimes we get stuck on that thing that's in the way and trying to make the thing in the way work. Maybe you just want to drop the thing that's in the way and keep going. Walk around the boulder.
All right. The next question. I think there's so many things that we could say to this, but somebody said, what do you do when you are selling and you keep hearing no? I think that this is such a great question. And again, it's all of this is going to be individual. And that's why we provide individual coaching in a group format. Okay. So when somebody says, what do you do when you keep selling and selling and you keep hearing no? The first thing that I would say is, it's awesome that you're hearing no and not hearing crickets. That yeah. means that you're actually asking people, do you want to be in my program or do you want to work together? What do you think of this offer? And if you're saying, I'm getting, what I mean by no is I'm not hearing anything. Okay, then we need to get people to talk back to you. A no is not a bad thing necessarily. Silence is worse than no, I think. So we want to be able to hear, why are people saying no? Is it that they don't have the time commitment? Is it that they think it's not priced at the value that they would put their money towards? Whatever it is, I think the benefit to hearing people's no is going to strengthen your message because you're going to be able to now go back on Instagram, go back on your email list and into your offers and those sorts of things and say, listen, if you think that this is going to take too much time, then what is the cost of not starting today? Like you can start to work around those objectives. And that's why our clients get better and better at their messaging because we help them work with their no's. What would you say to somebody who keeps hearing no?
I would say, are you having fun in your business? So let's just first assess, are you having fun in your business? Have people previously said yes to you? If the answer is yes to that, what were you doing that people were eating up at that time? Mm-hmm. And did you like that? And can you do more of that? So for example, for our business, every time we stray away from manifestation or any type of woo, quote unquote, that type of fun things to do that help your energy raise to the next level, we don't get as much resonance with people because our best life showing up is manifesting our best case scenario. That is what makes both of us vibrate at such a high level. So when we are doing that, we attract people. So we need to think, what is fun? What do we like to do? What worked before? And how can we incorporate a part of that into what we're doing now?
Yeah. And I think some people will hear this and think, oh, manifesting is what brings you clients. Okay, I'll try manifesting now. No, what works is what feels fun to you. We built our business off of manifesting and money, and that evolved into the best way to manifest money is to have a business. And that's why we are now business coaches who infuse manifesting and money mindset into everything that we do business. So I just want people to remember that just because you heard Kayla say, oh, that's when we get our best results is when we're talking about manifesting. It's because that's our version of fun. You have to find out what your version of fun is and go infuse that into your business.
Yes, 100%. Okay. I'd love to see in the DMs what your version of fun is in your business.
Another question that we have is, how do you keep showing up how you really want to show up on social media, for example, but you feel like there's still people who are watching, who are judging, or who have something to say, even if they haven't said anything yet? It's holding you back from saying what you really want to say, or that's going to be the attraction magnet to your business, but you're not saying it because you think your sister or your mom or so-and-so from high school is watching.
Okay. This is straightforward in that from the outside, we can tell you what to do, but we understand from your inside, this might feel conflicting, but one, you get to take your business seriously. Two, if people are actually talking shit about you, just you can remove them. And three, when you are successful, you don't have anything to prove to them. But when you're successful, it speaks for itself. Mm. We actually have a friend who's one of our business friends that we mastermind with. And she has a client who is so under the radar. Her family, like her extended family, I think her spouse knows, but her extended family has no idea that she's over there working her business. She used to be a teacher. She now has a different business, working her business, making 50 or 60,000 US a month. And they are out at their day jobs doing their thing. And she doesn't talk about it. They think, oh, it's her little side project, her little piddly little business over there. Okay, whatever. And she has the great satisfaction of knowing that she is making more money than they are in a year, in a month, doing what she loves, and she doesn't have to justify it to anyone. So where can we access those vibes? Those are my three things.
What I would add on to that is, are you sitting around judging what other people are doing and saying? And if you are, that says a lot more about you than the people you're worried about that are saying stuff about your business. So it might be time to check and reflect, oh, I'm actually the person judging. And that's your own mindset work to do. And if you're saying, no, I wouldn't do that, but I think this person's sitting around and judging me, why do you think people care about your life so much? Like, really, it's get over yourself. Just go out and live your life. And if somebody actually says something that puts you off, the power of the internet is block, delete. And if they find you on another channel and say, you blocked me on Instagram, yeah, I did. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around why it's that complicated. But if you're listening to this and you're thinking you're making it harder than it needs to be, you are. You can literally just press block, mute, whatever, get those people out of your life. Another thing is, there's that saying, don't take advice from somebody you wouldn't take criticism from, and vice versa. So if these people who are sitting around that you think are judging you, are they people that you actively go to for advice? And if so, then you might want to check your circle of influence and put yourself in a different room. When we're all coming together inside of Aligned CEO Method every week, we know that we can say literally whatever we want because all of us are in the arena and there would never be judgment. And what I think is really great, Kayla and I noticed and reflected on this week, is that we've got a large group of women in there and they all have very different opinions. Lots of them have very different opinions. And it's okay for them to voice their opinions and for those opinions to be conflicting amongst one another, because it's okay, because they're all grounded in, I know what I want or I need for my business. And so it's actually that contrast is really great to see, oh, there are other people out there who think very differently than me, but they're probably not my ideal client, and that's okay. And then the third thing I would say to somebody who's like, how do I show up and do what I want to do, but I'm scared people are judging me, is, again, I think you're making it about yourself. And there's an opportunity here, if you're using social media as a platform for sales, for marketing, for your business, to remember all of the people that you're showing up to serve And once you come back into that mindset of I'm here to serve, I'm not here to sit and wallow in if I'm being judged or not, and you stop making it about yourself, but you make it about the people that you're delivering to, like really great value and content, you will stop even thinking about what other people think about or care about or say.
I agree.
All right, the last part of this discussion, which is really juicy and really good, is that inside of Align CEO Method, every week on Friday mornings, Kayla and I deliver our aligned tracker to our clients. And this is to help us understand them and their business at a much deeper level. And it's also an incredible self-reflection tool for them. Our clients will report back to us, I'm so glad that you send me this aligned tracker because I'm able to see my patterns. We went into the private group and we were talking about there are definitely patterns that every single aligned CEO, ourselves included, get into that can hinder our success. And those patterns can be really like they can start to be run from your subconscious mind. You might not even realize you're doing them. And so, Kayla, let's get into that conversation. What have you noticed about our clients and their patterns and how we've been able to start to move them through and out of patterns that have been holding them back?
Okay, a common pattern that we see the data every week on people, and we talk to people in mini masterminds every month and hear them on Q&As. So when people start getting into the mode of asking the same question over and over again, it gets answered and they don't take that answer and run with it. And they come back again and ask the next question. And it's the same thing. It's a pattern. So it could be, how do I figure out how much time I need to work on my business? It could be, do I need to create another free thing to attract people to my email list? And when I hear that over and over again, it just indicates to me that their mind is stuck on that thing that they think they need or stuck on the gap that's there, as opposed to saying, okay, how can we just go with what we have, change the wording a little bit and have another free item that's out there, free download or whatever, free video, and get it out today. If we had to get it out today, would that break that pattern? And if the excuse comes back, I can't get it out today because I don't have time, because I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, I don't have that. And that's what's been holding them back from getting it out to begin with since the beginning of the month or whatever, and this is the third time we've talked about it, then we know we have an excuse pattern coming up, holding you back from whatever you want to create in your business. And that could be an upper limit fear. If I do this and people sign up, then I'm actually going to have to deliver. So I'm just going to hold myself back from doing that first thing that's going to trigger the whole rest of the sequence. Yeah, we see it. We see that it's an upper limit. We see that people are scared of their success. And once they just take the action, that they're just one tiny little action of something they're scared about, it helps you unlock that repeating circle of events that happens over and over again when you're holding yourself back.
Yeah. And I think for anybody listening, there's patterns in all areas of our life. Like you might have a pattern of how you and your spouse spend your evenings. You might be like, oh, we've fallen into this pattern of eat dinner, clean up, watch a show, go to bed, wake up, same tomorrow. You might have a pattern with how you spend or save or squirrel away your money. I think it's really important to look at what is the identification of a pattern. It's easy to see because it's something that can be replicated over and over again. And if you've got patterns that work for you that are helpful, amazing. If you've got patterns that are holding you back, like you said, an upper limit problem or something like that, this is why every month, every single month, we implement a mindset call. And we don't just say, what's everybody working on, and coach you through your mindset. No, that's not high-level mindset coaching. We do deep subconscious reprogramming using NLP to work through. You don't even see your pattern. So we're going to help you see it, help you stop it, and help you replace it with something else. That is the thing. If you don't have something to replace this pattern or behavior with, Guess what? You're going to be right back there again, over and over.
Pattern.
Yeah, default. So yeah, I think that the way we've one of the best compliments I think we've received is from somebody who's in Align CEO Method, and she's coming back for another year. And she said to us, maybe back in the summer, she said, "You two, it's so clear that you thoughtfully plan out everything you do. We don't just arrive to any of our calls willy-nilly. Kayla and I have thoughtfully curated this experience to be, you'll ask your questions in 1 week, we'll dive deeper in the next week, we're going to dive way deeper the following week after that when we have 4 weeks together. And then to wrap it all up, 4 hours together. Yeah, sorry. Then the following week of the month, the fourth week of the month, we're going to go into your mindset work. We're going to tie it all up with a bow. That month of issues, patterns, limiting beliefs is wrapped up and complete. And we're going into a brand new month, open, ready to go." And this is why month after month, our clients keep getting better and better results because they are breaking through limiting beliefs. For example, we had many masterminds this week. And I know that one of the ones that we were on, it was just like win after win. Everybody was coming on and celebrating. Things are getting easier. I'm getting more sales. I've got the most clients I've ever had. And they're smiling. And they're like, "It's finally happening." We're like, "Yeah, it's only March. A lot of you just started in January. Some of you have been with us for years, and it's all a cycle." But what we've noticed is when you follow the routine that we've created of come to this call, layer on this call and this call, you're only going to get better and have more success month after month.
You have to do the work. It's just like working out. Mm-hmm. If you go lift weights, you think, "Yeah, it's February and I lifted all those weights and I'm getting stronger. I can do 3 pushups." And then you take March off and then you delay a week in April and you start mid-April again. And you think you're going to have the same strength as you have in February after you've done some accumulation of weightlifting. You are not. You cannot take 6 weeks off and expect to be where you were 6 weeks ago. It's all mindset and it all takes work. Mm-hmm. And we like to think we make this work really fun because mm-hmm. it is our favorite thing in the whole world to do. So come into the energy. Okay, I have a Bob Proctor quote for you.
Are you going to say it in his voice?
I'm going to try. Okay. Okay. So Bob says, tell me, DM us on Instagram if you've ever heard this. Okay, he says, "Most people never do something new. You can set your watch by their habits." Have you heard him say that?
I have. And
right?
I have. And for those listening, I get to see this because we're on Zoom. And I just saw Evie in 35 years.
That's my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Kayla's daughter, who's 3. I just saw her in 35 years.
Okay. So that's what Bob says. And every time I'm doing something where I catch myself like, "Oh shit, I'm doing it again," I think of Bob floating around, the ghost of Bob saying, "Look it, I'm setting my watch by what you're doing right now." And I'm like, okay, I got to break that habit and do something else. I'm telling myself, "I don't have time." I'm telling myself whatever it is. "Oh, this is so overwhelming. I don't have time," walking around thinking, "How are we going to accomplish this thing if we have all this avalanche of things to do?" Pause. I created all of these to-dos. I assign them to myself. I work for myself. Can I pick one thing I actually want to do right now and work on that? Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, and I think that's also a great reminder too of the concept around show me your calendar and I'll tell you your priorities. And mm-hmm. so I think for everybody listening, if you're like, how are people doing it? How are they working on their business and working in their business and going to the gym and keeping the house afloat? And maybe you've got kids and blah, 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 all the things. First of all, use a calendar. Get yourself set up, prioritize it. If you scheduled in all of the time you spent scrolling your phone, dilly-dallying around the house, watching TV, if you plugged that into your calendar, like, "Oh, Netflix, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., just laid around watching TV for 4 hours, then I would tell you that your priority is not fucking building a business. It's watching Netflix.
Yeah.
So we can start to truly keep track and monitor what's important in your life. You will start to see changes if you decide, "Hey, I'd actually like to see that I've worked on my business in my calendar, not that I've scrolled my phone for 3 hours."
Yeah, not that I went down the TikTok rabbit hole or whatever's happening over there.
Here is a reminder. Next Thursday, we are doing something so fun. It's the first day of spring. We're going into Aries. It's equinox. There's a lot of fun, energetic, magnetic things happening. But Kayla and I are hosting an event, and you're all invited. It's happening next Thursday at 12 noon,
March
March
21st.
21st. And we created this event because we've been hearing from our friends in the industry and our clients, and myself included, probably you a little bit too. I don't know. Feeling like maybe the fun slipped through the cracks a little bit along the way. And if you're feeling like, why isn't my email list growing? Or why isn't my Instagram getting lots of engagement? Or how come people aren't showing up to my events? Why is it harder to sell right now? That's not universal truth. That's not happening for everybody. But if you're experiencing that, it's probably because you're missing the fun. And we are going to show you, we're going to go through experiences of how to bring the fun back into your business using some subconscious programs. Because here's the thing, you're consciously probably saying, of course, I want it to be fun. I'm not trying to drag it all down, but your subconscious is running the program. So if your subconscious has created some sort of story about this does not equal fun, it's not going to feel fun. And then it's going to feel hard. And that's what you're going to have your reality showing you is like, nobody is coming to this thing. So that is not fun, but it doesn't have to be that way. So come join us next Thursday. Manifestation, magnetism, results, all of it. It's all there.
March 21st, 12 p.m. PST. Sign up myaligndpurpose.com. It's a big pink bar on the top of the website. Or if you're on Instagram, you can go to our little link in bio, and it's right there, the first button on the link in bio.
Okay, we'll see you all then. Bring a friend. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's all very high energy, woo, manifestation vibes, and we can't wait to host you.
Yay! Okay, bye.
Bye.